This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has laid the foundation stone of 165 roads. Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting decides to take an initiative to form a Nepali Congress-led government, and prosecutors in Taiwan seek to arrest a construction site manager whose lorry is suspected of causing a train crash. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has laid the foundation stone of 165 roads at once on Saturday. Prime Minister Oli laid the foundation stone of the road from his official residence, Balwatar, in all the federal constituencies on the Saturday morning. The road construction is targeted to be completed within 3 years. The total cost of the road is estimated at 57.10 billion rupees. The road has been paved on the recommendation of directly elected parliamentarians under the Constituency Strategic Road Programme. The Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting has decided to extend the renewal and distribution of active membership of the party and took a decision to take the initiative to form a Nepali Congress-led government. The decision was taken as membership distribution and renewal was yet to be completed in some districts. The meeting has also taken a decision to take the initiative to form a Nepali Congress-led government. Spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma said the Nepali Congress has decided to seek resignation of Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, as the Prime Minister has not paved the way ahead even after the House of Representatives was restored. A man has died after being attacked by a wild elephant at Janaki Rural Municipality 6 of Kailali District. 60-year-old man Manasangram Dagaura had gone to collect fern plants in the Jagatpur community forest when the incident took place on Friday. The incident was confirmed by the area police office Tikapur. Police Inspector Arun Bum said Dagaura died after being attacked by wild elephant in the community forest. The weather is predicted to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of the country with chances of light rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places towards the afternoon due to the influence of the local wind. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said although it will be sunny in the morning, there is a possibility of rainfall in the hilly region as the local wind will become active in the morning. In the afternoon, the weather is partly cloudy in the hilly region and generally fair in the rest of the country at present. It will be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light rain along with thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly region of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province in the afternoon today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Prosecutors in Taiwan want to arrest a construction site manager whose lorry is suspected of causing a train crash in which at least 50 people died. The train hit the lorry when it slid on the tracks from the site, trapping hundreds in the wreckage for hours. The train traveling from capital Taipei to Taitung was packed with people traveling to celebrate Taiwan's tomb-sweeping holiday. Friday's accident is the island's worst railway disaster in decades. It happened just as the train was entering a tunnel north of the Hualin. Rescuers combed badly damaged carriages inside the tunnel to find survivors. The Chief Minister of the Western Indian state of Maharashtra has warned a full lockdown could be imposed unless COVID-19 cases begin to fall. Uddhav Thackeray said people were failing to take precautions and warned the state's health system could become inadequate within weeks. In a televised address, Mr. Thackeray said, "Consider this a warning that I could impose a complete lockdown in the next couple of days if things remain the same." He added, "Some people were getting COVID-19 after being vaccinated because they had stopped wearing masks." Last Sunday, he asked officials to prepare a plan to impose a lockdown and said people were not following safety rules. An attack at the U.S. Capitol complex in Washington, D.C. has left one police officer dead and another in hospital with injuries. A car crashed into a security barrier before the driver lunged towards the officers with a knife. The officers opened fire and suspect was shot dead. Authorities said the attack, which came 3 months after the January's deadly Capitol riots, did not appear to be terrorism related. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has laid the foundation stone of 165 roads. Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting decides to take an initiative to form a Nepali Congress-led government. And prosecutors in Taiwan seek to arrest a construction site manager whose lorry is suspected of causing a train crash. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.